Hello and welcome to English Podcasts with Chris and Sue. For more information, visit english-podcasts.com.
Hi Laura.
Hi Sue.
So here we are sitting in a diner in Brooklyn, which is very exciting.
Just eating a piece of cheesecake at the moment.
Lovely. It looks delicious.
Yes, it is.
And so this is your first time to New York, I think.
Yes, it's my first time in this city.
So as a newcomer to the Big Apple, what would you, in a nutshell, what would you say is your biggest impression of New York?
Well, everything here is huge, is absolutely amazing, it's buzzing all the time, people everywhere, it's a very crowded city.
Certainly is, yeah. And so did you buy a tourist pass when you came here?
Yes, I bought a tourist pass before I came.
Oh, right, okay. So you've done a lot of touristy things.
Many, many.
Right, so what would you say for you is the best tourist spot?
Well, it's difficult to say. I've done so many. I've been on a bike ride down Central Park. I've been to see the Empire State Building. Visited many districts like Chinatown or Little Italy. Of course, I went to see the Statue of Liberty.
Wow, that sounds like a big schedule.
Yes.
But out of all of that, what would you say was your number one visit?
The number one visit for me is definitely the Rockefeller Center.
Oh yeah, and why is that?
Because we have an amazing view on the whole of Manhattan and we could see all the different spots that we were going to visit. It was my very first visit in this city.
So it really opens your eyes. It's amazing, or awesome, as they say here, yeah. And what about, is there a worst tourist spot, as you've done so many things?
No, everything here is really good. Everything is amazing, as I've just said, but I think I was a bit disappointed in the Met Museum because it was very crowded and it's not a very peaceful moment.
Right, when you say crowded, how many people do you think were in the Met?
Thousands.
What? Thousands in a museum?
Yes.
Is it possible to circulate round or?
Not much, not very well, no.
Yeah,
it was very difficult.
No, right, okay. So and how are you getting around, actually, in terms of transport? Are you getting a cab or walking?
I have taken a cab, but I took a tube pass for the week.
Oh, okay. Subway pass.
The subway pass.
Yeah, okay. And how have you found it? Is it easy to kind of navigate the subway?
It's a bit confusing. Many different lines, many of them, and it's not always easy in such a big city.
Have you had any mishaps on the subway?
All the time. I've been to wrong places.
Well, it's a good way to discover.
It is.
Except when you're in a hurry. And what about the food? What's your, as you live in France with high expectations of food quality, what's your impression?
Food here is very greasy and everything comes in large proportions. A lot of fast food.
Oh yeah, everything fast food. But is it any good fast food or is it always?
Well, I have been to one, Five Guys, which is Barack Obama's favorite hamburger.
Oh right, joint,
yes.
Oh right, and how was that? How did that compare to the other fast food joints?
It was a bit more healthy.
Yes, it was a bit tasty.
A bit more tasty.
Right. And anything that you miss at all from France in terms of food?
Vegetables, fruit.
What? They don't have any vegetables?
Not many.
Actually, looking around this diner, I must admit, all you see naturally is hamburgers, a little bit of salad, but nothing much. Yeah, okay. What about sodas and water? I mean, do people take water or do they take the soda or...?
Most people take sodas.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Not many people choose water.
Yeah, yeah.
There's so many different varieties of sodas.
Oh, right, okay. So, yeah, it's not the most healthy diet in the world. And what about the people? What's your impression of the people that you see? I mean, have you spoken to any people from New York?
Yes, I've spoken to quite a few, other than the touristic...
Spots. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I've done... if I can say New York activities, such as a cocktail class.
Oh, right.
Or a drawing class in the Met. So I met real New Yorkers from the Bronx and other districts.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. So, in fact, that's a good idea. That's a good tip, actually, isn't it? To get away from the tourist pass things and do an activity, a lesson. Oh, that's great. But what about people in the street? I mean, and what's your impression of people in the street?
Well, people in the streets, they are all carrying a glass, well, a drink, if I can say, a soda, most of them, and they are all connected with these cordless earphones. So they are talking, walking, and drinking all at the same time.
My goodness me, it's impressive, so many people doing that. Yeah, and how did you book your holiday? Did you come through an agency? Or?
No, I booked it online on the internet. It was really easy, many different offers.
Yeah, great. And how did you cope with the jet lag when you arrived?
Not very well. I kept on waking up at 3 a.m.
Oh dear, that's a bit of a pain, isn't it? But at least you get to the tourist spots early, I suppose.
Yeah, so that was good. So there were less people.
Yeah. And what about the cost of living here? Is it a good place to come for tourists? Is it a good value for money?
Well, it's a very expensive city. Everything, food or clothes or visits.
Can you give me an example of the cost of things? A kind of ballpark price, as they might say here?
For like a fast food hamburger, it would be $15.
Wow.
Which is expensive.
For something that's bad quality.
Bad quality, yes.
Oh, wow. And what about shopping and things?
Shopping is very expensive too.
Oh, wow. Did you buy anything?
I did.
Right, so, okay, so no more. So you haven't got any money left, okay?
No, I'm broke.
Right, yeah. So what are you doing after this diner? Where are you going after this?
Just after finishing my cheesecake, I'll go to the Brooklyn Bridge. And after that, I'm going to visit the High Line.
The High Line? I'm not sure. Is that on everybody's number... top 10 visits in New York?
I'm not sure, but it is a good place to,
go. What is it exactly, the High Line?
It's a railway line, an old railway line.
Okay.
And it's been turned into a garden.
Oh, right, okay. And so the railway line, is it the one that's high up?
Yes.
That used to circulate around?
Yes, it is. That's the one.
Oh, great. Well, I'm sure you have a great visit there, great views of New York. And so when are you heading back?
Tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, right. Holiday over or vacation.
Vacation over tomorrow night.
So back to the peace and quiet.
Yes, and healthy food.
Healthy food. Thank you very much for your time, Laura. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again at english-podcast.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes. And if you have an idea for a podcast or a blog, please get in contact with us through the site at english-podcast.com.